Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo DeRocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Arndt Jorgens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hammock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fred Hammock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Weiland. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hammock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hammock fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive beyond short. Derosier can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hammock fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel. Berg reaches second base with a double. Hoffman scores. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum is hit by the pitch. Kerr moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to third. Kaum moves to second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Derosier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig bunts towards the mound. Weiland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gehrig moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. It's 2-1, Yankees. Leo Derosier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derosier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Derosier hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lazzari tags and moves to third. Two outs. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hamak, and towards Lazzari, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a pop-up towards short. DeRocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Hamak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamak is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Koenig moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiland is called out on strikes. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. DeRocher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clancy bunts towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgens hits a line drive into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hammock strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel bunts towards the mound. Hammock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ruth is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Koenig moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Koenig scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern pinch hits for John Kerr. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willie Kaam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kaam hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground that hits Redfern. Redfern is out and Clancy is safe at first. There goes Redfern trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Clancy moves to second. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Johnny Whatwood. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Clancy scores. Hoffman goes all the way around to score. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Buck Redfern now playing second base. Carl Reynolds now playing right field. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Durocher takes first base on ball 4. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Arndt Jorgens. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal strikes out. One out. Fred Hamock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamock strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durocher. The throw from Berg and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dickey now catching. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a pop-up towards short. Durocher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Hamock covering. Safe. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hoffman, who is chasing the ball. Koenig reaches third base with a triple. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ruth is walked intentionally. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-3, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Durocher hits a ball on the ground for an out. Durocher moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Com hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig can't make a play. That's a base hit. Com goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4 Yankees. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clancy moves to second. Will Seymour now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-4 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Clancy moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Art Shires pinch hits for Mo Berg. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Reynolds scores. Sissel moves to second. It's 7-6, Yankees. Buck Krause pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Wade Hoyt now pitching. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.